This is a dictation for patient Jalen Carey. J-A-L-E-E-N. C-A-R-Y-E-Y. Jalen Carey. Date of service is 6-9-2022. And date of birth is 11-19-92. Date of accident 9-27-2021. The patient Jalen Carey is here for a follow-up evaluation, and he reports that he was involved in an automobile accident. And the accident occurred on 9-27-2021 at 2:30 in the morning, wherein he was lifting a refrigerator, which is almost 350 to 400 pounds, and no one was helping. He was carrying this refrigerator on a dolly, which lost the control and it hit on him, thereby hitting his chest and the collarbone as a major impact. It is a work-related accident. He was initially seen at Henry Ford Hospital, West Bloomfield, and also next day to Concerta Urgent Care. He starts feeling headaches, mostly in the front and the back of the head, along with dizziness, loss of balance, disorientation, confusion, and pain in the neck, left part of the chest, back posteriorly, and no, left back, no, neck and the upper back, mid back, and lower back, more towards the left side. These pains were associated with radiation to the left arm, involving 4th-5th fingers, and pain in the left shoulder, with the ability to lift the shoulder arm in abduction of 230 degrees without pain. The patient was seen first on January 4th, 2022. Since then, patient has been coming on a monthly basis. Currently, he reports his pains have continued and he has no headache, but the pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back have continued, along with pain in the left shoulder, to the tune of 9 to 10. ADLs are reported affected at 8 to 9 as follows. The sleep is affected 10, enjoyment of life is affected 10. Mood, walking ability, work and relationship with other people are affected 9. General activity is affected 8. The patient reports that 70% pain has been relieved with the current pain management protocol. In system review, patient reports that she is suffering from the loss of balance, difficulty sleeping, tension, anxiety, depression, and nightmare. However, there is no headache or any dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbances or loss of memory, no confusion, disorientation is reported, no lack of focus, lack of concentration. Regarding the pain issues, patient reports that she is suffering from pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back to the tune of 9 to 10, along with stiffness in these areas and moderate difficulty walking. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain is actually not improving and it's worsened. However, there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol number 3, along with codeine. Substance abuse, patient reports using marijuana for pain relief. And and compliance program, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 147 over 103, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 100. rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 5/13/2022, dictation number 0514-070. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue physical therapy 3 times per week, retraction, massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, a mechanism program had been explained to the patient. He remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. He is unable to carry out his work duties due to the intensity of the work. The patient is provided with the following. He is provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch is provided, Elevil tablet 50 mg at night, Gabapentin 600 mg twice a day with 2 refills. Also for pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours 6 tablets have been provided. The patient will be seen in 30 days time. His urine exam has been ordered. And other than that, patient is stable. Thank you.